It's time for us to take a look at the tri-state forecast as we bring in Pat Pagano. And Pat, there's got to be a lot of TV meteorologists that have called in sick today because, especially in Connecticut, I don't see any maps up there with 3 to 6 inches of snow anymore for Northwest Connecticut. You got it right. They got it wrong.
Well, you know, I was kind of wondering if I was really off the deep end because yesterday afternoon I was watching forecasts come out and the numbers were just going higher and higher and higher. And I'm just scratching my head saying, well, okay, you know, maybe they see something or know something I don't. But, you know, I saw a National Weather Service forecast for New Hampshire this morning for 8 to 12 inches. And the place they're forecasting 8 to 12 inches right now is raining. Yeah. And, you know, you just have to be careful. At this time of the year, if you're going to get a big snowstorm, number one, the storm itself has to be intense. That's number one. You notice there's not much wind at all, Marshall.
Yeah.
Right, that's number one. So the storm has to be intense. It has to be in the perfect location. And there has to be cold air, not just with the storm, but ahead of it. When you don't get cold air banked up ahead of it, forget about it. And this storm is basically rotating around the upper low. So it's near Cape Cod, and it's going to move a little bit northwest today. So it wouldn't surprise me if it actually got to, like you say, west of Boston, and then moved south again toward Nantucket. And that motion of going around like that just takes in milder air. If it doesn't bring it down on the ground, it brings it just aloft. And changes the whole precip regime. So that's why windy with periods. I want windy, and I think it will get windy as the storm continues to move toward the inland areas of Massachusetts. Periods of rain and or wet snow. I said accumulations are possible in the higher elevations. And where is that? That's the Berkshires in the 40s today. Mainly rain showers tonight, 35 to 40, and they're scattered. An early shower or two on Saturday, clouds, a little sun, mid-50s, mainly cloudy with the chance of a late shower Sunday, 60, and variably cloudy with a scattered shower Monday, 60 to 65 degrees. So the weekend by no means is a washout. We're just indicating a shower late Sunday and an early shower on Saturday. So I think the weekend is going to be okay. It's not going to be a great weekend, but it's certainly not going to be a lousy day like it was yesterday.
So Saturday and Sunday look like they're going to be okay.
Okay, yep.
Good, because we have some events coming up. Like there's a big fundraising event up in Great Barrington outside the Price Chopper all day where they're looking for food donations and also donations of like diapers and personal care items and stuff like that. Also in Sharon on Saturday, they're meeting people are going to go out and clean up the roadsides. And they had a rain day put in there for Sunday, but it looks like they'll be able to do that on Saturday. So.
Yeah, I mean, again, if there's a leftover shower tomorrow, it's going to be tomorrow morning. Then in the afternoon, clouds will break for a little sunshine. It should be decent. And on Sunday, it should be mainly cloudy. And if there is a shower, it is going to be far and few between. And it's mainly in the afternoon. So it's not too bad, right?
No, and I'm going to congratulate you on your forecasting because I've been telling people left and right, I know Pat. I like Pat. He's a friend. But I'm telling you, you're worrying about 3 to 6 inches of snow, and it's completely unfounded right now. And so many people see those things on TV, and they see the weather charts, the radar that they project what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so many people take that as real, and it's not. It's just a projection.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about this possibility of a little snow today. We were talking it all the way back on Monday. You know, but I never ever pressed the panic button, and I never said, uh-oh, you know, we're going to be shoveling, blah, 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 blah. I just, you know, at this time of the year, everything has to be perfect. And it's hard enough to get it right in the dead of winter, no less to get it right in the middle part of April.
You know, Mark Kramer just contacted me on Facebook Live saying good morning from the Catskills. Mark and his dad are the ones who taught me how to fly when I was the spy in the sky. And Mark just retired, I think, about 3 or 4 months ago as an airline pilot. So I'm going to ask him right now if he's listening. What's the weather there in the Catskills, Mark? Are you just getting cold rain or are you getting snow there? He lives in the Catskills, so we'll see what
he says. There's probably a mixture. If he's above 500 feet, he's probably getting a mixture.
All right, we had a mixture this morning at my house but when I say a mixture, it was probably 70% rain and 30% wet snowflakes. I was glad to say it. It's currently in the 40s and rain, if Mark back in the Catskills.
There you go, 40s and rain. Thank you, Mark. I have a question for you, Marshall.
Yeah.
Concerning my movie premiere on the 15th of May.
Yeah.
Now, I told you, about half of the people are not coming. Half of the people. But the other half are. Do you think I have to worry about some of the people who have not been vaccinated?
I would put a rule in. If you haven't been vaccinated, or if you've been vaccinated and it's less than 2 weeks, please wear a mask. That's what I would say.
Okay.
If you haven't been vaccinated, or if your vaccination isn't complete, over 2 weeks ago, please wear a mask. That's what I would say.
And do you think that it is necessary for me to tell the people who have been vaccinated that there will be people here who have not been vaccinated?
I think that's a smart thing to do. It might totally affect your attendance, but you know what, Pat? In this crazy sue 'em all society, cover all your bases.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm definitely going to arrange for the seating in my den to be spaced. Yeah. And you know, like where it's on the couch that would see three people, I will only allow two, with nobody in the middle. Yeah. You know, and keep everybody safely distanced. I think though, you know, the people that are coming, well, two of the people that are coming who have not been vaccinated had COVID.
Still doesn't matter.
It doesn't, because they could still get it again, right?
Yeah.
Or they could be anti-symptomatic, right? Exactly. So we're going to have to be careful. I'm a little touch and go on this whole thing, but.
I just want to pass along. Mark Kramer just got back.
Yeah?
Hunter ski area in New York has gotten 2 inches of snow. That's Hunter.
Above 1,000 feet.
Yeah. Way above 1,000 feet.
Way above 1,000 feet. Good. Okay. Well,
it was funny,
Marshall.
I
think you should get your skis waxed, and I think that's what you should do tomorrow.
I think I got to get my eyebrows waxed before my skis. It was a funny thing the other day when you were talking about up to 1,000 feet. My landlord got back and said, "Great, I'm safe. I'm at 980 feet." Yes, living in New England and living in the Northeast, the great Northeast, I'll tell you. Yeah, Mark, though, Mark's dad taught me how to fly, and then Mark also taught me how to fly originally a Cessna 152, but then a 172. I just had such a great time with them. They were so much fun at the Kingston Airport, and it's one of those things in your life, you know, when people like that pop up, that being learning to fly and doing the reports in the air, it's one of those things that I always remember. So it's nice to hear. It's nice to hear from our my friends over the year like that. Well, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend.
Nothing much going on, so that's a good thing. Do the same, everybody. Be safe, and I'll see you Monday with a whole new week of weather.
All right, Pat. Have a great weekend.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with the check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.